People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
It's a beautiful day for golf.
Back to Dukes and Bell.
From the Michelob Ultra Club at the Tour Championship. Brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course. Golf open to everyone.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. It's 4 o'clock on the number one sports talk show for your drive home.
I mean, you know how it is, rocking and rolling and whatnot.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing.
We've got you covered.
Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
We are live at the Michelob Ultra Club, right here off of the 17th fairway, guys. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. We're going to get you caught up on a leaderboard here at the Tour Championship, day one. Obviously, things will conclude on Sunday. And right now, there are a lot of guys who are going low, Mike. And Rory is not one of them. I think he just picked up a birdie on 14 or 15, his first one of the day. He's now one under. He's been even all day. But Minwoo Lee, you said it, man. 8 under, that's a hell of a day here at Eastlake.
Yeah, man. The worst round is Cameron Young. He's making the turn at 2 over. But as you said, Rory McIlroy, to be 1 under normally would be pretty good. But when you look at the rest of the leaderboard, Minwoo Lee from Australia is at 8 under. Victor Hovland, we saw go by earlier, at 6 under. Ryan Fox, British opener, open winner, at 4 under. Tommy Fleetwood at 4 under, and a lot of holes to play. And Morikawa on a heater. 4 under through 12. They're going to be passing by here at the Mick Ultra tent in a bit. But yeah, man, the best golfers in the world are getting after it, and some of the guys you're expecting to get after it aren't doing it yet.
Yeah, not yet. We'll get you caught up on what Scottie Scheffler's doing. What's going on with Scottie Scheffler? That's all on the way, but right now, let's talk some dogs.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
More on the Falcons as they get ready for their final preseason game against the Dolphins, and more on my disappointment. That's to come. But right now, Mike Griffith is here from Dog Nation, AJC.com. Mike, I want to start with what we saw this week from Greg Sankey and other conferences as they address the professional players returning to college football. Look, I'm glad they did it, but I still thought it was a day late, dollar short. I felt like it was reacting instead of being proactive. Tell me your thoughts on Greg Sankey and these other conferences and how they reacted.
Yeah, you know, the rule on the 5 for 5 didn't pass till June, so yeah, it is reactive. And you know, there's not much else they can do other than say, hey, it's not happening. And, you know, if LSU or anybody else wants to challenge it and go ahead with it, you know, the conference does have the power to enforce rules. So they can make rules about, you know, what will happen to the head coach or the program. I mean, conferences really have more power than the NCAA does.
So when's the next phase of this thing? I mean, are we going to have, like, SEC on SEC violence? LSU, I mean, I presume the SEC can find a judge, will do things their way, will keep doing the battle of the restraining orders.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, it's one of those unfortunate distractions. None of us want to be talking about the week before the start of the season, but it's pretty clear that LSU's all in on doing whatever it takes. And, you know, if they think they've found a loophole and they feel strongly enough about it, they can pursue it. But, you know, the SEC presidents and athletic directors, they met, and they had a 16-0 vote decrying it, and then I think they had a 15-0 vote on the penalty phase. So it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. Just a little bit more off-season drama on the fringe.
How do you see Greg Sankey as a conference commissioner? Do you think he's had a couple of missteps? Do you feel like he's in a good spot as we continue to move forward? What's your evaluation on Greg?
I think he's too good for his own good. I mean, I think he, at times I think that he tries to do what's in the best interest of all of college football and all of college sports. It's a tough balance to balance what's good for everyone with what's balanced for your. What's good for your conference. I don't necessarily think other conferences operate that way, or not all the other ones, I should say. I think Jim Phillips of the ACC does a really good job. You know, to me, my jury's kind of out on Big 12. Big 10, self-serving. But, you know, look, it's a money game, and anytime there's dollars involved, you know, you're going to have people that are doing the best they can to position their conference or their constituents as well as they can. But I think in Sankey's case, he's looked at more of a leader of all of college football. And I think maybe when he went to the 9-game schedule, I think he really believed that the Big Ten was going to sign off on a 16-team playoff, as they'd suggested. I don't think he thought they were going to move the goalposts and go 24 teams.
And that was the thing, as we talked with Mike Griffith here from Dog Nation. It just seemed like when you had some coaches at the SEC meetings down in Destin saying, like, hey, man, you're selling us on 16. We're going to this meat grinder. We're in a kill-all or kill-or-be-killed conference that unfortunately doesn't get respected as far as strength of schedule with the College Football Playoff Committee. So we're cutting off our own nose here. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah, going to the 19 playoff, you know, now that's why Kirby said he's for 16 or 24. But obviously the more teams that make it, the more room you have and the more margin you have for error. And, you know, part of the reason, you know, Kirby's talked about wanting to go 24 or 16 is he wants to play good opponents. You know, but what did we see happen in Texas last year, right? They go to Columbus, Ohio. I think they outgained Ohio State by 100 yards, lost by a touchdown. And, you know, they don't make the playoff as a 3-loss team. I mean, yeah, you can point to a loss at Florida, but, you know, I don't think there's a whole lot of shame in losing at the Swamp. Point is, if Texas doesn't play that game against Ohio State and play some pushover, they're in the college football playoff. And so a lot of these programs are losing the incentive to play those sorts of games. I don't think any of us want to see that. And that's why 16 or 24 is the ultimate answer. And it's just a matter of getting the SEC and the Big Ten to agree on how it works and making it lucrative enough for it to work. Because if you go to the 16 or 24, the regular season is going to lose more value. That's a fact.
Mike Griffith, our guest, guys, from Dog Nation, AJC.com. We're live at the Tour Championship. More coming up on the leaderboard here in a little bit. But, Mike, I want to ask you about what David Pollack said about Gunnar Stockton. He said he needs to take a step forward in arm strength. And here's my impression on this. Like, you can get stronger. Certainly you can increase your velocity with throwing the football. But I think these special arm talent kids, man, they just have it, right? And you get them and they get better. But I don't know if you can create that, especially in an off season. Tell me your thoughts on the arm strength of Gunnar, and do you agree with David Pollack when he talks about that's where he needs to take a step forward in?
Well, you know, first of all, I got a lot of respect for David's opinions, you know, but from what I've seen, I don't know that the arm strength is, to your point, I don't know how much stronger it can get. I mean, Danny Werfel didn't have the strongest arm, and, you know, he did pretty well in the Heisman Trophy race and won a national title. So maybe in terms of becoming an NFL quarterback, I'd say David's right. You know, but at the collegiate level, you know, I think Gunnar's arm's plenty strong enough. I think it's timing. Right. I think it's footwork. I think it's, you know, getting through his progressions quicker. And he's got a receiving core where he's replacing, you know, five of the top six pass catchers from a year ago. And, you know, he needs to get in sync with these cats fast. And they got to catch up. They got to catch the ball. You know, Isaiah Canyon was asked about drops, and he just kind of shrugged and said drops are going to happen. And, you know, I don't know that Kirby Smart would be quite that casual on the topic, but, you know, Canyon's a talented guy they got from Georgia Tech, and they're going to be counting on him in a big way. And, you know, London Humphreys is another guy that I think is going to be a go-to guy, vastly underrated. And, of course, you know, you've had an opportunity now to, you know, see how these tight ends are working out, and they've all been very impressive as well. So Georgia's got some weapons in the pass game, but most of all, they've got an incredibly powerful offensive line, and if they can run the ball effectively, there will only be one or two teams on their schedule that can beat them.
I mean, we've talked a lot about the schedule itself. Venables gets a big contract extension last week from Oklahoma. Seems like, you know, they're by the way, Mateer looks like, I don't know, he's had the Joe Weider arm blaster out all offseason. Is that a game that you worry about? I mean, as far as the Georgia schedule, is one that you're a little more concerned about than others, Mike?
Mike Griffith? Is he there?
Why does this always happen to me? It is never, ever once has Carl asked the question, and then there's no response. If you listen to the show yesterday, it happened again.
It did.
Every time a phone drops out, it's when I ask the question.
It's true.
And we've been working together since 2014. Never once have you go, you know, reset, hey, so-and-so, what do you think about – hello?
Nothing.
It's always my question.
No, it's true. I don't know what it is. It's the weirdest thing.
Skip it. It's a dumb question. Forget it. Forget I asked it.
We'll get Mike back on here in just a sec. But, yes, that's crazy. All right, while we're waiting for him, let's talk about what's going on out here at Eastlake, because the leaderboard, guys, is getting interesting. It's day one of the Tour Championship. And, again, remember, the leaderboard is brought to you by a variety of folks, including Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary, and Bobby Jones Golf Course. Golf open to everyone and by Twin Peaks. What's it look like?
Hey, man, Minwoo Lee, that is the dude with a little mustache from Australia.
Yep.
And, again, one of those guys I joked around when we saw Tommy Fleetwood on the driving range. It's like, how do these guys generate that club speed and get that ball on plane and hit that ball 300 yards? Well, anyway, Minwoo Lee's doing a lot of that in the clubhouse at 8-under. Victor Hovland at 6-under also in the clubhouse. Ashke Bhatia at 5-under, and Ryan Gerard, who made the top 30 at 5-under. He's got one more hole to play. Ryan Fox, guy that I'm pulling for. We like his style, plays quick, won the British Open. He's at 4-under. Tommy Fleetwood at 4-under with a lot more holes to play, including a couple of par fives. And then you got Colin Morikawa, 4-under. He's playing with Tommy at number 13. Xander Schauffele at 3-under. Sam Burns at 3-under. Patrick Cantlay, the human filibuster, at 2-under. And just real quick, the guys that you want to see, they've got plenty of golf to play, but Rory just having a real struggle today with the putter again, Carl. As you mentioned, you saw it. He's at 1-under. Scotty Scheffler making the turn at 2-under, certainly in a position to put a big number up today.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, with the top of the board right now, with guys in the clubhouse at 6 and 8-under, Scotty could certainly make a run for that. And I think that's what the number's got to be. You got to be at least 5, Mike. At least 4 to 5. Give yourself a chance tomorrow, and then Saturday moving day. All right, let's finish up with Mike Griffith from Dog Nation. And, Mike Bell, go ahead and repeat your question.
I know we just talked about the meat grinder of the schedule, Mike. Do you worry about a guy like – I know Mateer looks like he's bigger and badder, and you might have to let him pee in the cup. I want to see what's going on there. But does Oklahoma concern you, even though it's a home game?
I worry more about Oklahoma's defense. But, yeah, I mean, that's one of the four teams I think has, you know, posed the biggest threats. I mean, you know, you could debate whether Oklahoma's a bigger threat than Stanford or Florida's a bigger threat at the Benz. You know, I think Alabama on the road is the biggest threat. You know, we'll see about Ole Miss. I'm somewhat skeptical of where Ole Miss will be in November. You know, I don't know what, you know, Pete Golding's going to do without, you know, the Lane Kiffin game plan. I do think a lot of Trinidad Chambliss. I don't think it's the same Rebels, though. So, you know, it's debatable whether it's that Oklahoma game or that Florida game. But, you know, because it's the SEC home opener and, you know, Georgia won't be real tested by then. I mean, they got a road trip to Arkansas. You know, that would be a bump in the road. But, you know, Oklahoma's going to know who they are, guys. You know, I believe they play in Ann Arbor the second week of the season against UM.
Yeah, they do. Tell me what you think about teams, most of these Power Fours that are really good are spending over $20 million. And, Mike, I guess my question is, you know, is this number just going to continue to go up? One coach was quoted as saying, if you're not spending $20 million, you're not going to compete. And it's just like, okay, so that's the starting number? What are we talking about here in 3 or 4 years for college football?
Now, probably collective bargaining agreement before then. I mean, you kind of go back to, you know, what happened in the NFL when, you know, Matthew Stafford and Sam Bradford, you know, landed those giant, you know, rookie deals in 08 and 09, and, you know, players union got together and said, hey, we got to do something about this. And now they kind of have the pre-slotted rookie deals. But, you know, they have a collective bargaining agreement in place where they can do that. And, you know, collegiate sports doesn't. And to this point, you know, college leadership's, you know, not wanting to go in that direction. They're hoping the congressional oversight will help them out. But it's really not the end-all, be-all answer. So to me, it's going to happen until it becomes enough of a financial crisis that, you know, collegiate leadership will, you know, work to get a collective bargaining agreement in place for the student athletes.
Before we let you go, what'd you write on today, or what do you have coming up this weekend? I know college football starts this weekend, even though the Dogs are not playing.
Yeah, I mean, I did a feature on one of their, you know, fifth-year guys, a linebacker by the name of Terrell Foster, and, you know, he hasn't started a game yet, but you know what? We said the same thing about Quay Walker going into his senior year, and he was a first-round draft pick, and, you know, Channing Tindall, I mean, it's an amazing stat. I mean, you know, Atlanta Falcons linebacker, he played 50 games, 50-0 at Georgia, didn't start one, and was a third-round draft pick. Now, I don't know if I'm going to put Foster in the same sentence with either one of those two guys. I mean, you know, Tindall is such an incredible freakish fast athlete, and you know Quay Walker is just, you know, classic thumper and hard hitter now with Las Vegas. But you know the Foster kid, I've seen 30 making plays. You know, Georgia put out a video. He looks like he's got a pick six. The practice I went to, I saw that number 30 flash, and you know you start seeing a number pop up enough. Now that's a talented linebacking core, right? I mean Justin Williams is about to pop. Chris Cole, Raylan Wilson, those guys are all NFL draft picks. But you know Foster is a guy I think could emerge and. You know, just an embarrassment of riches on defense. You know, as much as we talk about Gunner and unproven receiving core and mediocre running backs, you know, they've got an incredible offensive line, and I believe maybe...
People say, I got you, all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. We share health. We got you.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
One of the best defenses in the country. I mean, Ellis Robinson right now, I mean, this guy's just sick. He's all over the field, and he's just playing amazing. So you got a shut down corner there, and of course, K.J. Bolden, you know, proven to, you know, be worth every penny they paid him when they got him out of Buford.
Great stuff. Mike Griffith, follow him, guys, AJC.com, and of course, Dog Nation. We will talk to you next week, and we will be talking about games. Thank God. Mike, take care.
Yeah. Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Thanks,
man.
Brother.
Good stuff. Hey, when we come back, man.
People say, I got you, all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.